The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. You are tuned to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Every day, listen for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT Centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at Advanced Medical Testing Centers. Tune in. Get healthy. Now, here are your hosts for the hour, Dr. Herb Slavin, MD, and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin, and with me today is Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning, Dr. Slavin.
And I came across a report that talked about the Alzheimer's Association, but what really, caught my attention was what they said. They said the Alzheimer's Association says mercury fillings, aluminum, flu shots, and aspartame do not affect brain health.
Isn't that astonishing?
It really is, and it made me try to find out who's funding. In other words, the Alzheimer's Association is a front for somebody. So who is behind the Alzheimer's Association telling them what to say? Because that's what all these associations are about. Without the public being made aware of it, they're representing special interest groups. And when you talk about these special interest groups, like the Alzheimer's Association, the American Cancer Society, I mean, you can go down the list of all these well-known associations. Behind them, the special interests are usually the drug companies.
The Susan Komen organization, very high salaries paid to their administrators, and one of the funding corporations for that organization is AstraZeneca. AstraZeneca is a pharmaceutical company that makes tamoxifen.
But anytime somebody says, they tell, well, this doesn't cause it, that doesn't cause it, the way I think about it is, until you can tell me what does cause it, you don't have a clue as to what doesn't cause it. You know, I just don't know how they can come to that conclusion when they haven't discovered what really causes it. And then you have to think, well, why would they be saying these things? Well, what would happen if people realized that staying away or avoiding mercury, aluminum, flu shots, artificial sweeteners like aspartame might indeed protect their brain? They would do it. And then if you had a decrease in the incidence of Alzheimer's disease, who stands to lose out on that? And that's the drug companies selling all those drugs with false hope attached to it. And that's what they do with so many illnesses, because these drugs are designed just to treat symptoms and never address why people are getting sick. So I just bring this up only, that people, when they read things, they just think about why a headline is written the way it is and who stands to benefit.
Ongoing right now, the Alzheimer's Summit, and people can Google Alzheimer's Summit, and every day there is information from researchers and experts who are working with certain aspects of what happens when an individual is beginning to develop certain neurological symptoms that ultimately may lead to full diagnosis of Alzheimer's. So that's available on the web right now. It is free when you visit the Alzheimer's Summit right now. At the end of the summit, the information will be available, I believe, on DVD, and you can purchase the information from Alzheimer's Summit. So important for people to understand, particularly in this time frame when the Zika virus is getting so much attention, because if you're using pesticides around your house, or pesticide repellent, bug and mosquito repellent on your clothing or on your body, those chemicals have a negative neurological impact. So you might think about turning to substances that may repel insects naturally. So things like eucalyptus, possibly clove. There are different essential oils that will act to a certain extent to repel insects and protect you from using chemicals to repel insects that may have a negative neurological impact on you.
All right, you know, now, Janet, I sort of have a basic philosophy, and that is things that are natural are preferable to things that are artificial. Now, it doesn't mean that everything that's natural is perfectly safe, but I think that it would be preferable. I'll give you an example. You know, butter. Everybody thinks that butter is bad for you. It can cause heart disease, obesity, and other health issues. And people have been told, you know, use something artificial like margarine. That's better for you. And, you know, on the surface of it, you know, I just say, you know, I would question that. You know, why would they say something that's artificial is better than something that's natural? And
because,
of course,
the people who are saying it have a vested interest in selling that synthetic combination of whatever, and their profits are the highest purpose that they're discussing, the choice process. So, yes, they would say their product, artificial, is better.
Well, here's the problem. It's the U.S. government's dietary guidelines for Americans are saying it. And then when you realize that that's really not true, then you begin questioning now, why is the government saying it? And then, and really, just like the Alzheimer's Association, who's behind the government? You see, nobody's supposed to be behind the government. Government is supposed to be independent of everything, but clearly it's not. And again, here's an example of, you know, disinformation being put out to the benefit of pharmaceutical companies, the food manufacturing. And you would say, well, how do the pharmaceutical companies benefit? Well, if you switch off away from butter into butter alternatives, you're actually exposing yourselves to the very things that increase the likelihood of heart disease and obesity. For example, trans fats, and we mentioned margarine, not a good choice. So, you know, could it be, Janet, we'll get your take on this. Could it be that they're really interested in keeping people sick and not allowing them to get well?
Dr. Slavin, we know so much about what some of the artificial substances, the synthetic combinations, what negative impacts they have on people's health on a cellular level. We know about artificial colors. We know about exposure to carcinogenic substances, and yet over and over and over again, we see those very chemicals in so many different products, food products, as well as commercially available supplement products. And that's what I tell people. When you're buying a vitamin or any kind of supplement in a drugstore, a big box store, a discount store, look at other ingredients. Are there polysorbate 80 in there? Artificial colors, caramel color, polyethylene glycol, talc. So many different substances that have a specific negative impact on your health. Just to focus on talc, that sounds relatively benign, innocuous. There was just a very huge lawsuit against Johnson & Johnson because they knew the negative impacts of talc, the talcum powder that they were selling, and they never disclosed the dangers that people using that talcum powder would be exposing themselves to. And people would look at talc and talcum powder and say, this couldn't possibly be making me sick. And then they see the name Johnson & Johnson, and they think, okay, well, this is a trustworthy name. And the truth of the matter is, for the owners of the corporate stock, it's a trustworthy name. For the consumers of the products, you need to look at the ingredients and make an informed decision.
And what happens occasionally is if a brand is tarnished to a great extent, they just change the name of the company. But, you know, I just
very
don't understand.
Yes, a subsidiary of, or, and that's an interesting comment, Dr. Slavin, because I mentioned the pharmaceutical company AstraZeneca, and AstraZeneca is owned by a much larger multinational chemical corporation.
So what we're trying to say here is you have to dig a little deeper than take everything you see at face value. We're coming up on a break. I was going to start with this a little bit. There was a meta-analysis release where it looked at 9 papers that included 600,000 people who were consuming butter, and they wanted to see what effect did butter have on those 600,000 people consuming it. And we'll get back to that after the break. You're listening to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin with Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist, and we'll be right back.
Advanced Medical Testing Centers is proud to sponsor Natural Doc Radio, co-hosted by Herbert Slavin and Janet Cimarelli. They're located at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard, Suite 209 in Lauderhill. And you can find them on the web at advancedmedicaltesting.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is your premier blood draw center, staffed by professionals with over 15 years' experience. Clean, comfortable, and efficient. They guarantee your appointment time and guarantee the lowest prices. They test for cardiovascular disease, cancer, diabetes, and more. They draw for all specialty labs, including Access, Health Diagnostics, Singulex, Innovative, Quest, LabCorp, and others. Call them today to set up an appointment. 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332.
Have you been dealing with an infection that has not responded to treatment? There are multiple treatments to address a resistant infection. An IV for acute infection diagnosis, and UVLRX for undiagnosed and asymptomatic immune threats. Infection leads to inflammation. Inflammation is an indication that some microorganisms have interfered with optimal immune function. Come to the Institute of Advanced Medicine to discuss your immune system concerns. Call today to set up an appointment with me, Janet Cimarelli, and we can evaluate your needs today. 954-748-4991.
To Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin with Janice Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist. And before we get back to that study about butter, Janet, a patient brought in one of these new products, the beet powder. You know what I'm talking about, right? And I was reading the label, and it has all good ingredients, and they say GMO-free this and GMO-free that. I'm just thinking these days that GMO-free is just not good enough. What do you think?
Wow, an interesting perspective. GMO-free, and it may still be exposed to certain pesticides, herbicides, and fungicides. It may not necessarily be raised in the most appropriate ways. So I tell people, to the extent that your budget allows, choose the highest quality of any of the foods, and actually anything that's going to come in contact with your body, and that would include all of the different foods. So in my view, the highest quality would be organic, but you do have to be aware too of certain companies that might put organic on the label, and yes, indeed, it has been raised without genetically modified seeds. It has been, if it's an animal product, they have not been fed genetically modified foods. And so the spirit of an organic producer, I think you can rely, you have to research on how much you can rely on that. And I said yesterday on Natural Doc Radio, I said that when you take a look at the owners of many of the health food store quality, we're accepting this as quality brands, they are owned by companies like General Mills, Kellogg's, Hershey's, and so on. And when you see that, well, maybe they're not going to be truly focused on making the right decision. So for the most part, they meet the standards, and yes, indeed, they can label their products organic, but you want to be sure that you're getting the highest quality. And so I tell people, do a little research about the companies whose products you're purchasing.
All right. So back to the study on the meta-analysis, looking at 600,000 people that were consuming butter, and they found that butter is not linked to a higher risk of heart disease. It might be slightly protective against type 2 diabetes. And then going a little bit further and looking a little deeper into these studies, four of the nine studies where people ate butter on a daily basis had 4% lower risk of developing type 2 diabetes. And I don't think the researchers really understand why that is. But there's a growing body of research that suggests that saturated fat is better for you than processed carbohydrates like sugar and white bread, which have been linked to diabetes, obesity, and heart disease. So now we go back to what we said at the beginning here, where the federal government is telling you to avoid butter because it causes heart disease and obesity, and yet the research is saying just the opposite. So who's telling the federal government what to say?
We don't necessarily have to dig too deeply to find out.
and that's the problem, you know. So we have our elected officials, and they put into place all these groups, the CDC, the FDA. I mean, all these letters, and yet they're not working in the interest of their constituents, the voters, but in the interest of you know, corporations. So why is butter better? It has vitamin A. It also has vitamin D, vitamin E, vitamin K2. I mean, these are all very important nutrients that are naturally found in butter. And also it's a good source of vitamin B12. So.
And the other thing, Dr. Slavin, is for centuries, our human livers have been digesting butter very nicely. And when you start introducing a fat molecule that's foreign to your liver, it's a struggle to break it down properly. Sometimes it isn't entirely broken down, and consequently that metabolic debris gets stored somewhere in your body, leading to obesity.
And of course, the main culprit with the butter alternatives is the trans fats that have now clearly been associated with causing coronary artery disease. Now, besides the vitamins I mentioned, butter also contains many minerals like manganese, chromium, zinc, copper, iodine, and selenium. So why in the world would they say to avoid butter? It just, you know, I still have a difficult time wondering why they would get people to stop using butter and substitute alternatives that are clearly not as beneficial to human health as butter was. So
the chemical lobby won out over the dairy lobby.
Could be. And then lastly, butter has a lot of beneficial fatty acids in it. It's got the short and medium chain fatty acids. And these are important because they support immune function, they boost your metabolism. They also have antimicrobial properties. And butter gives you the perfect balance of omega-3 and omega-6 fats. So, I mean, there are a lot of good reasons to choose butter. It also contains CLA, the conjugated linoleic acid, and other substances that are important for good health. But you want to get butter, which is organic, from grass-fed cows and, I guess, cows that are hormone-free and, you know, and are raised in as healthy an environment as possible.
Dr. Slavin, the people who will make the investment in that high-quality organic butter from grass-fed cows will be astonished at the difference in taste.
And it's interesting, too, you know, we've talked in the past about getting eggs that are, you know, that are produced by chickens that are eating the proper diet and, you know, living a natural lifestyle, if you could say that about chickens. Yeah, you could. The natural lifestyle as opposed to being caged their whole life and being fed artificial food. You wouldn't recognize the difference between the two eggs. You know, we've been so accustomed to getting factory eggs, we don't know what real eggs used to be like. So
the color of the yolk in organically from organically maintained hens, hens that are fed appropriately, and hens that have access to feed on the ground, so to speak, the taste of the egg and the color of the yolk is astonishing. So you go anywhere outside of the United States and you see what their eggs look like, and then you come back to the United States and see this very pale yellow colored yolk. And outside of the United States, in most other countries, the way that those egg-laying hens are maintained is so different, and the color of the yolk is a deep, strong orange color. Very, very different nutrient content.
And you can see that the corporate interests always seem to come first, and it's perpetuated even through the education system, you know, what the students learn in school or what they don't learn in school, you know, everything to allow the corporations to continue what they're doing. The thing they don't realize is that they probably could make just as much money if they weren't so short-sighted into thinking, you know, you have to, you know, shortchange the public to make more money instead of giving a quality product that the public will appreciate. And we see that. Don't we see that? As more and more people are opting to buy products that are organic. In fact, I think we talked about the fact that the demand for organic corn is so high, it can't be met in this country. We have to import it. So I think the people running the corporations are a little short-sighted.
Very true. And unfortunately, I'm going to use the word victims. The victims of that short-sightedness are the populations here in the United States. And consequently, if you want to be supportive of your good health and well-being, if you want to be supportive of your children's ability to blossom in the best way possible, then the food choices that you make, the choices of the type of clothing you're going to put on your children, keeping in mind that there are some really good quality cottons, and you want to make sure that the cotton is organic. And you might say, well, that's crazy. What are they doing with cotton? Cotton has been genetically modified to resist pesticides, essentially what we're told, to increase yield per acre from the cotton. And consequently, that cotton is literally saturated with different chemicals associated with the agricultural processes. However, cotton is a really good choice for a lot of kids' clothing, and you want to make sure that you're buying the highest quality possible. And if you're not buying cotton, you're buying synthetic fabric, put on your kids, put on your own body, make sure that you have laundered it before you wear it for the first time again. Formaldehyde is used to set the colors in a lot of fabrics, so you want to minimize your exposure to that formaldehyde by laundering it. Does it get rid of everything? I don't think so, but at least it's a start.
And Jen, it's time for another break. You're listening to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin with Janice Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist, and we'll be back right after this.
Are you concerned with the current state of your heart and blood vessels? Advanced Medical Testing Centers, your premier blood draw center, draws for Singulex Labs, which offers specialized blood tests that can help you uncover hidden cardiovascular disease that other tests may miss. Talk to your doctor today about the Singulex tests and call Advanced Medical Testing Centers to schedule your blood draw. We guarantee your on-time appointment and guarantee the lowest price. Call us at 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332. Or visit us at amtcenters.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is a proud sponsor of Natural Doc Radio, which airs on this station each weekday morning at 10 a.m.
Hi, I'm Janet Cimarelli, and I'm here to tell you about Dr. Herb Slavin, the medical director of the Institute of Advanced Medicine in Lauderhill. The Institute brings the latest natural approaches to health, supported by research. We offer a full range of traditional and holistic treatments. The primary goal of the Institute of Advanced Medicine is to give you, the patient, the information you need to stay healthy and live long. So before you feel sick, before you develop symptoms, come see the team at the Institute of Advanced Medicine. You can call today, 954-748-4991, to learn all about the services offered at the Institute. Services from on-demand to chiropractic, from natural skin solutions to nutrition testing and support. 954-748-4991. You can visit drslavin.com to learn more.
You're listening to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin with Janice Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist. And I want to talk about an important topic that really affects everybody, and that's water. Janice, how many days do you think someone could live without water?
Maybe 48 hours.
Yeah, not too many days. Block the intake of water, and you don't live for too long. So that just gives you an idea just how important water is for the body. And here are some of the symptoms that suggest that you might not be drinking enough water. And these are very common symptoms that we hear from people. And I wonder how many people are, instead of drinking more water, are being given a drug to treat the symptom. For example, fatigue, dizziness, or mood swings could be a symptom that you're not drinking enough water. Or muscle cramps, or headaches, and back and joint aches. Or dull, dry skin, or pronounced wrinkles, and constipation. How common are all those symptoms?
Extremely common.
And I think it's also extremely common that people aren't drinking enough water. And here's another thing. They did a study, and they said people who were producing 2 to 2.5 liters of urine a day were 50% less likely to develop kidney stones compared to those who were producing less urine. So that's another reason to make sure you're drinking enough, reduce your risk of kidney stones. But here's something that people don't realize, too, and I see this over and over again. When you do a complete blood count, which is a blood test that shows your white count, your hemoglobin, your platelet count, you could markedly increase your hemoglobin. In other words, make your blood a lot thicker just by becoming dehydrated. And therefore, you're increasing the risk of stroke and heart attack by becoming dehydrated. And I think another issue to keep in mind is as people get older, their sense of thirst diminishes, so you can't automatically depend on feeling thirsty as your tip-off to drink more water. So I think the best way really is to sort of count how many glasses of water you should drink a day. And that's been determined also about, you know, if you want to be able to, you know, put out that 2 to 2.5 liters of urine a day, they're suggesting that people consume between 8 and 10 8-ounce glasses of water a day. Now,
very good recommendation, very important recommendations, and particularly because we are in the heat of a Florida summer, we are losing more and more of the fluids and perspiration and so on. So important to be consuming enough water, and you really do want to make sure that the water is very, very high quality water, alkaline water. You want a pH of between 8 and 9 in your water. You can achieve that by adding a little bit of lemon juice to your water, or maybe a quarter teaspoon to a half teaspoon of bicarbonate of soda to one of your 8 to 10 ounce glasses of water. The other part of this recommendation for fluid intake is to make sure that there is mineral content. So very often spring water as part of the intake of water is a very good recommendation. And if you are not able to have spring water, you might consider adding some trace minerals or a multi-mineral liquid to your water. There are a number of different companies that provide liquids that you can just add to your water. And if you don't want to do that, then there are some powdered vitamin C formulas that also contain minerals and trace minerals, as well as some vitamins and some refreshing flavors. You can add that to your water. So so many people that I talk to say, oh, I just don't like water. It's so boring. And so you can think about some of the herb teas. You can think about adding some of these flavors. There are a variety of different just flavors with vitamin C. So many different choices to enhance the water and encourage you to drink more.
Janet, I came across an interesting statement that said that many people may actually mistake their feelings of thirst. In other words, the body is telling them they're thirsty and they should drink water, but they're misinterpreting that sensation for feeling hungry. And then they'll just go to eat something instead of going to just drink more water. So
very, very often people are mistaking those signals from your body. But one of the things, when you start to feel thirsty, you're already dehydrated by about 10%.
So here's the thing. Being not drinking enough water, maybe to the point of dehydration, or maybe to the point just before dehydration, really doesn't matter, but it's associated with weight gain. Study after study shows that those who drink adequate amounts of water had a lower body mass index. And there was a study in 2010 that looked at adults who drank about 8 ounces of water prior to each meal, and they lost about 4.5 pounds over a 3-month period, compared to the group not drinking water before a meal, because water will cut down on your appetite a little bit and help you eat less. I think that might be a strategy also, just to drink water. I know you don't like, Janet, to drink water with a meal, because you might be washing down the food or diluting the digestive enzymes. But how do you feel about drinking water prior to the meal?
Okay, so if you're drinking water about a half an hour before you're sitting down to your meal, by then your body should have assimilated the water, and you're not so very likely to have dramatically diluted those digestive enzymes. Remember also, for all of those individuals who may be taking a number of different supplemental nutrients, you need the water to assist in the metabolism process for getting the most out of those supplements. So when we start talking about the subject of water, it is one of the most critical approaches to supporting a healthy weight, good metabolism, high-quality blood chemistry, a sensation of well-being, maintaining a healthy urinary tract. So the list goes on and on and on, that all of the body functions that depend on water.
And again, I always remind the patients when we talk about this, I said, if you're buying water, buy it in a glass bottle. And I look, you know, I'm in the stores, and the vast majority of every beverage is in plastic. And I'll pass up on all those. I'll get the anything that's in a glass bottle.
So, Dr. Slavin, it makes the price of the water so much higher because the glass is heavier. There's the vulnerability breakage associated with shipping water in glass bottles. So if people are not drinking their water out of from glass bottles, and certainly it is advisable, they want to be looking at the proper type of plastic. So a very hard, clear plastic is one of the best. And without access to my computer to tell you what are the little insignias at the bottom of the plastic bottles that tell you which plastic is the safest for water as well as different food products that might come in plastic. And when people are drinking, the choice that they do have control over a little bit more efficiently would be drinking out of a glass tumbler, drinking their coffee not in a plastic mug, but rather a porcelain or glass. Very important to make those choices, and particularly if you're drinking a hot beverage, you don't want to be drinking it out of plastic.
What about drinking tap water in your house?
Oh my goodness. We have access to some of the more simple filters that can be installed either directly on your kitchen faucet or under the counter in your at your kitchen sink. So drinking the water directly out of the faucet is not advisable. And we've certainly had that brought into our immediate consciousness by what happened in Flint, Michigan, with the very high levels of lead. But here in South Florida, there is such a challenge to provide water that is bacteria and virus-free or pathogen-free. And we do that with chemicals. And unfortunately, those chemicals are ingested when we're drinking water out of the tap. And so you're consuming chlorine, chlorine that is very toxic to your liver and suppressive of thyroid function. Fluoride, fluoride that has a negative impact on bone formation, and it's particularly dangerous for those people over the age of 60, leading to a higher rate of hip fractures in the population where fluoride is in the water. And so just for those two reasons, chlorine and fluoride, you want to make sure that you are able to filter that chlorine out of the water for sure. It's much more of a challenge to be able to get fluoride-free water.
All right, time for another break. You're listening to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin with Janice Simarelli, licensed nutritionist, and we'll be back right after this.
AMT Centers, testing is designed to give you important information before symptoms of disease appear. You get the information needed to evaluate potential disease development. With cutting-edge labs such as Singulex, Innovative, Genova, Doctors Data, and many more, you'll receive definitive evaluations of health issues before problems arise. Learn more at amtcenters.com or call 754-216-2332. 754-216-2332.
Diabetics, listen to this. Did you ever think you would hear the day that IV treatments are available that will optimize your glucose and insulin levels? A specific IV blend of minerals and trace minerals will improve your glucose and insulin status and your antioxidant status. Addressing these areas of nutrition deficits assists your body in maintaining a balanced glucose-insulin status. This IV treatment also reduces the potential for cellular damage that is associated with unstable blood sugar. Protect yourself. Discuss IV solutions for your diabetes with Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor. IV treatments along with dietary changes can provide excellent blood sugar stabilization. Call today to discuss your diabetes needs with Janet. 954-748-4991.
You're listening to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slaven with Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist. And it's very controversial as to where to obtain your safest drinking water. And by that, you know, there are some people that say it's best to do your own water filtration in your house, because, you know, some of the bottled waters weren't found to be much better than what you get out of your tap. So, you know, I just wonder, you know, how do you go about that? So I went online to see if anything is mentioned on that point. And they're mentioning Voss, V-O-S-S, artesian water, as one of the better brands to get. And, you know, Voss will come in either plastic or glass bottles. You want to get it in the glass bottle. And Evian comes up. Unfortunately, the Evian sold in the stores are in plastic bottles. Fiji comes up, too, as a good choice. Also only in plastic bottles. I'm trying to see if I recognize any. Here's one that I see. I see this one at Whole Foods, Mountain Valley Spring Water.
I think Mountain Valley is one of the highest quality waters that you can buy. It is spring water, so you're getting minerals with it, and it is available both in glass and plastic bottles.
But again, you don't want the plastic bottle. Here's what they say in this article about Mountain Valley Spring Water. Since 1871, it has been praised by U.S. presidents, world-class athletes, and even Hollywood stars for its refreshing taste and potent health benefits. It sounds like that was written by the company. It comes out of Arkansas, and because it's a spring water, it's going to still have all the minerals that are so important for our health. And, you know, when we talk about the longest-lived peoples in the world and they try to determine how come, they always point to the minerals in the water they consume as being one of the reasons for that. So on the list, you have Mountain Valley, and I'm only picking the ones that are in glass. You have Perrier. They say Perrier is a naturally sparkling mineral water. Comes out of
it
France.
It is not naturally sparkling.
It is not?
It is not naturally sparkling. It may be naturally water, but it is not naturally sparkling. There is carbonation added to it.
Well, I'm going to have to...
we're going to have to dig deeper into this investigation,
yes.
Right?
Yeah, because it says it's naturally sparkling mineral water.
Very interesting.
So, but I would say that those...
Dr. Slaven, who owns Perrier?
It's probably one of the big companies. And I'll have that answer for you in a second.
Right off the top of my head, I don't know who owns Perrier, but it isn't necessarily what we've been led to believe through advertising.
No, here's an interesting thing. It says here, and this is another source, is saying that the spring from which Perrier water is sourced is naturally carbonated. Now, it could be that they add additional carbonation.
Yes.
Both the water and natural carbon dioxide gas are captured independently. The water is then purified, and during bottling, the carbon dioxide gas is re-added, okay, so that the level of carbonation in bottled Perrier matches that of the original spring that it was obtained from. Now there
that's
was
interesting, because that's not what I've read.
Okay. But what I was looking for here, it said that Perrier and San Pellegrino, another bottled carbonated water, are both owned by the Nestle Corporation.
Right. And very important information with regard to Nestle. Nestle Corporation, it's a Swiss corporation. They have an agreement with the state of Florida that they can have access to our water. And I don't know what the payment situation is, but it's extremely favorable to Nestle, not necessarily as favorable to the state of Florida. And you wonder, how did that come about? The water in the state of Florida is a natural resource for the state. And when you think about a state's natural resource, wouldn't that natural resource be the property of the citizens living in that state? Or wouldn't it at least be the property of the United States? It just seems very odd to me that a Swiss corporation gets the benefit of incredibly pure water that comes from a very deep aquifer under the state of Florida and the north central part of Florida.
All right, now, you know, there's a lot of science behind water, and I was interested. I'm sure you know people have noticed this too. Different brands of carbonated water, the bubbles are different sizes.
Right.
You know, and for example, I think Pellegrino better than Perrier, and they say here Perrier has bigger bubbles, Pellegrino has smaller bubbles. You know, I wonder how they do that, change the size of the bubbles. But if you get it in glass bottles, they're both better choices than tap water. But I think my preference is still water over the carbonated water for regular drinking water. And that,
well, I think for people who are attempting to get away from their use of sodas, either regularly sweetened sodas or diet sodas, if they're trying to get away from that, one of the ways that they can do that is brew some high-quality herb tea, very, very strong, and add it to one of the carbonated waters, and they get the flavor of the herb teas, they get the bubbles from the carbonation, but they don't get the sugar and chemicals and the aluminum exposure that they would get from the sodas.
All right, now, you know, the brands we mentioned, you know, they're pretty consistently thought of as good brands. It's just, I think when you have a choice between water coming out of a plastic bottle or a glass bottle, I think the glass is a better choice. Wouldn't you agree?
I agree, but I also think we need to pay attention to economics. And for some people, the ability to have those glass bottles on a regular basis is a budget strain. So being able to identify the best sources of plastic for conveying a bottle. And one of the ways that I would say, my guess is Mountain Valley probably does a very good job of choosing the plastic that it puts its very high quality water in. So take a look at the type of plastic that Mountain Valley Water comes in. And to a certain extent, Feel a little bit more comfortable that you're getting high quality water and a certain amount of trust that Mountain Valley has investigated the best type of plastic.
All right. I mean, I can't disagree. I mean, you don't want to give up drinking water, so, you know, you do the best you can.
Okay, and probably one of the best ways is to find, the most reasonable filter to begin filtering your water. And it might be a Brita filter, a Mavea filter. There are so many different on-the-counter filters that very, very easy pitchers to fill and filter the water. Mavea, I think, gives a very good profile of how the different substances are filtered out with the ingredients in their filter and is affordable. And the replacement filters are affordable. And certainly, I don't believe that Mavea does filter out fluoride, but you want to see what you can do to filter out fluoride. Right off the top of my head, I don't have a suggestion on the best way to get rid of fluoride. It is difficult.
Jenna, I had a patient tell me that she was looking into getting a Berkey water filter. Have you heard of that brand?
A what?
Berkey, B-E-R-K-Y, I believe, B-E-R-K-E-Y.
Okay, well, let's do some investigation and then bring really good information to our listeners.
Yeah, B-E-R-K-E-Y water filter. It's a tabletop kind of filter, you know, a gravity filter, but it seems to be rated very highly for someone looking for a good quality water filter. We've just run out of time. I'd like to thank our listeners. You've been listening to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin with Janice Imbrelli, licensed nutritionist, and we'll be back next week. Bye-bye, everybody.
You have been listening to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Listen every day for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT Centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at Advanced Medical Testing Centers. Tune in again next time and get healthy. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of the station, its staff, management, or sponsors.